ముకుందమాల స్తోత్రం వర్స్ 15. అంతర్జ్యోతిర్ అమేయం. సో డిస్కస్ వన్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వర్స్ టుడే అండ్ ద రిమైనింగ్ పార్ట్ టుమారో. అంతర్జ్యోతిర్, ద ఇన్నర్ లైట్, అమేయం, ఇమ్మెజరబుల్. ద హోలీ నేమ్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఇమ్మెజరబుల్ ఇన్నర్ లైట్. Actually, within our hearts, there is an unfathomable, profound darkness. Although Krishna is present right next to us, we can neither see Him nor hear Him. So we have become blind and deaf to His presence in our own hearts because of the misdirection of our consciousness caused by the desire to enjoy matter instead of serving Him. So, many people in spiritual circles say, turn within, look within. But actually, if we try to just look within, all that we will see is a chaotic jumble of desires, anxieties, and other mental phenomena. And this mental phenomena, or these feelings within our heart, feelings, cravings, they form a thick blanket that prevent us from perceiving anything deeper. So we need a light that can cut through this covering and reveal that which is further inside. So the holy name is that light. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we just focus our mind on Krishna, try to hear the holy name and try to think about Krishna. At the same time, while we are doing this, the holy name is guiding our thoughts, our vision, and our values inwards. So, as we keep chanting the holy name acts like a torchlight that illuminates our inner landscape. And as the inner landscape comes illuminated, firstly, we see the mind in action. Without the illumination of the holy name, we think we are the mind and the mind's feelings are our feelings, and we simply get carried away by the mind's impulses only to regret later, why did I do that? But when we regularly take shelter of the holy name and the holy name illuminates our inner landscape, then we start seeing the mind in action and we understand that this is devilish, this is foolish, and we don't fall for the tricks of the mind. And further, as we keep chanting, the holy name slowly starts illuminating that which is beyond the mind, the soul first and eventually the super soul. That means over a period of time, by regular chanting, we will be able to clearly perceive for ourselves that actually I am not the body and the soul. This lump of flesh which is there around me is just a bag, is just a covering, as is the dress that I am wearing. And even this turbulent, restless mind is also something which is extrinsic to me, and intrinsically I am a soul. And this perception itself, this perception is at the sadhaka, at the siddha level, it will be directly with the spiritual eyes, but even before that it will be like a inner clarity of understanding. It will just become clear for us that I am not the body and the soul. And beyond that, gradually as we keep chanting, we will start perceiving and relishing the presence of Krishna in our hearts. So this is how the holy name guides us on our inward journey, acting as our torchlight to go beyond the mind, reach the Atma, and go beyond the Atma to reach the Paramatma. That realization of the Paramatma is the ultimate gift of the holy name. श्री हरिनाम प्रभु की जय।